Do any of you know if you can still get an Amex? What?
Amex?
Amex. Sorry, I always say that. I like Amex more than Amex. Can you still get an Amex lounges at the airport if you didn't buy the ticket with an Amex card?
Oh, good question. Are you at the airport right now trying to figure this out?
No, I'm trying to figure out beforehand if
I'm not sure. I don't think I ever use Amex to buy I don't buy airline tickets, I'm not even sure.
You just sit with all the poor people in the lounge?
Yeah, for the most part. Like, I never really use those like fancy lounges and shit, really.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I move with the plebs, dude. Are you kidding me? Like, that's how I keep track of what the fuck's going on in this world. You got to keep your eye on the like prize, man. Seriously. You know who I'm like? Did you ever see the Devil's Advocate? And you saw like the Lucifer, like Al Pacino plays Lucifer and he's just walking around with the crowd and stuff. That's me right there.
Wait, do you fly? Like you take the actual flight in what's it called? In the poor people? Economy.
Oh, yeah. Like, I use Ubers and stuff.
Are you dead serious? All that shit.
Oh, yeah. Serious. Absolutely.
Why would you... See, I went first class for the first time in my life, like, 3 months ago, and I refuse to not go first class now. I see everyone shitting on first class, but it's like, dude...
Because I'll watch this shit, and I'm like, hey, look, last few flights have not been going well. I'm selling my United Airlines stock or whatever. You know, like you only know how the world works if you, like, live in that world. Like, if you sort of ivory tower yourself away, you know what the fuck's going on. So I think it's good to...
What is That's it retarded. If I was your wife, if I was married to someone that was like that, and he's like, no, we can't go first class.
She flies in whatever section she likes. Like, so
you would just go coach by yourself?
No, if she's there, like we'll always sit together, obviously, but no.
Yosefa, what is so special about first class?
First class, mainly just the seats are bigger and, like, I don't know, you serve some drinks and things.
Why are you asking if you're an international, who doesn't go first class? I'll tell you
what's international, special. The biggest difference is, like, the food's a lot better.
No. No, Dolly, listen. You know what is great about first class? Every, like, 5 minutes, there's a lady and she looks amazing. And she'll be like, do you want another drink? That's
yeah, the first class first people class. Are generally prettier, yeah. Especially on international flights.
No. But she makes you a drink and you can be like, yes, I do want another lemon drop. And she'll just keep making it for you the whole flight.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have a personal bartender. Yeah?
What's that?
What? I said you get a personal bartender and a big seat.
Yeah.
So are those the special things in first class?
The biggest thing is you can like flatten out your seat so you can sleep mainly. That's the biggest thing.
No.
Especially on international.
Wow.
No, the biggest thing is the drinks.
Yeah, I don't drink much. That's why like I don't get much value out of going in first class anyway.
I don't drink much either, but I will never fly first class ever. Like I've started talking to someone and he's paying for my flight because we're gonna go do something. I told him, like, just so you know, like, I'm not, if you're not buying first class, I'm gonna buy it. Like, I'm not going to not go first class ever again.
Yeah, like my wife's Audi is like, geez, it's like maybe 9 years old. It's got some different issues starting up. I'm like, we should change this thing out and buy something new. And I'm like, it was Friday, and I'm like, I'm going to go drive, you know, out of town, and I'm going to go, like, look for some, like, look for something to swap this out with. And she's like, no, don't buy me anything. I'm like, wait, why? I'm like, because I don't want anything right now. So, like, there you go. So we don't really waste a lot of money on stuff, to be fair.
You should have.
I got to suggest.
If you need help, like, spending things.
I need to elicit your help to spend on money.
I'm really good at it.
You're good. Okay.
I know all sorts of things to spend money on.
Doggy, what were you saying?
I just was going to say, you got to, if you're in the market for a car, you got to get a gently used Honda Civic. You know, the memes just itself, right? It, you know, pay for it.
A gently used Honda Civic.
Basically, the biggest boy racer car in the UK. Like, are we talking about the seats being back as well? Like, you know, I'm on about like the space seats.
Dude, have you? Yes, of course. You got to have the bucket seats, you know. But also, like, bro, you know the memes, right? For the gently used Honda Civic. Have you seen that shit?
No, I haven't seen shit.
No.
Oh, trying. Dude, go Google it and go check out the coin. Funny. There's an asset around it, bro.
No, if you're back.
Doggy, are you Indian, brother? You know, your accent is some kind of Indian.
I definitely chart on the autism spectrum of Indian, but like, I'm definitely on the retard spectrum of like Texas and Canadian.
Okay. As you know, you sound like Indian, some kind of, you know, Indian call center guys. You know?
Bikram, are you autistic Indian or just Indian?
I am what a talented version? Indian. I am You're a what? Talented Indian with the 9 and 10 different type of personality disorders. And I'm an Indian, just an Indian, you know. Personality disorder Indian.
You have 9 different personality disorders?
Yes. 9 or 10.
Bikram, I don't think there are 9 personality disorders. I'm pretty sure the cluster Bs are the only. Wait, let
I
me
think
look
he
this
meant
up.
Like he has 9 different personalities, but they're all disordered.
I gotcha. Okay.
Yes. All are, you know, all are crazy. Sometime I am Nepali, sometime I am Baba, sometime I am Mexican, sometime I am Hawaiian, and sometimes
you just say sometimes you are Baba.
Oh, I was wrong. There are 10 personality disorders.
Can you act as a Mexican right now?
What's up, Seth?
King Wabi?
What's
up, if you could, would you buy Rapist Baba tokens?
I don't know what that is, bro. But yo, Bikram, what's up, bro?
But like instinctually, would you?
Hold on, let me ask Bikram a question. Bikram, are you there, brother?
Yes, sir.
Can you say thank you, come again?
Thank you, come again. I mean, the come again, C-U-M come or C-O-M-E come.
Can you say it more?
Boy. You gotta love these spaces, brother.
Like Moonlights as a, what do you call it? Like a telephone help desk guy.
Oh boy, that was great.
You're like, something's wrong with my refrigerator, and you call him up and he'll be like telling you like how to fix it.
Probably, but Seffy, what are we discussing, like first class tickets and all that stuff?
Oh, I don't know, like we're just going off on random discussions now.
You know what's weird, man? Anytime I've gone back to Florida, I get this weird headache, and it lasts for days. It happened when I went from Kansas to Miami and from Denver to Miami. The flights back to Miami, and I see this on Reddit also. They're horrible. They're absolutely terrible.
Emmanuel, what's going on? Background.
That's a burner profile.
Yeah. So you're saying, like, when you land in Miami, you feel terrible.
Yeah, when I come back home, I feel terrible. And I also feel like this year you shouldn't stay at major cities. And I've had this suspicion since last year. And so far this year, a ton of bad stuff has happened in major cities, like a ton of bad stuff. So
my colleague with the airplane is going to be flying to.
I heard about the earthquake in New York.
He's going to be flying to, he said, like around that Texas area. And in that area, they have, like, you can see the total eclipse tomorrow at like 1:30 p.m. or some shit.
Yeah. Yo, guys.
Yo, what's up, Dalai Lama?
Did you hear about the earthquake in New York?
Yeah, and also Jersey, and then that bridge thing happened in Chicago. So something is probably going to happen in like LA next or something. I just have this like gut feeling, man, about this year.
I was in the Twitter space when it happened, and one of the speakers was in the midst of the earthquake.
Which one? New York one?
No, the one in New York.
Okay, did you piss yourself or what?
No. I was in the Twitter space. I was not the one there. But one of the speakers were in New York when it happened.
Oh, I see. You weren't there, but someone you knew was there. Okay. Did they piss off?
It was crazy. He was scared.
Yeah, like, I don't know how many earthquakes happened in that area. Not very many, I don't think.
Yeah.
Yo, Sefi. I've got something to share with you, brother.
Did you like pick up a CD or something finally, or what?
No. So, you know, I made a decision, right? It's been a long time coming, okay. But I had to be honest with my family, and it felt like a massive weight was lifted. So I sat down with my mom, and I finally told her that I'm a KOL. That's right.
You actually told her.
Yeah. How did she take it? I admit. She's like, whoa, that's a pretty big responsibility.
Kick you out of the house or something? Or
no, she's just like, just don't talk to me for like a year.
Mm.
So
it's not that similar to running like AA meetings.
Say what?
It's not that dissimilar to running AA meetings. Like you have a bunch of alcoholic friends, like you're trying to tell them to quit drinking.
Yeah. Like being a KOL, it's kind of like being an Amway ambassador or like a Herbalife ambassador.
Right.
Yeah.
Your mom can't tell her neighbors about it.
Yeah. It has to be like some top secret classified information, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
NDA. And he's like, I can't tell you what work I do now.
Yeah, so pretty much. Exactly.
Yeah.
Like even my accountant was like, yeah, we can't write this down. You're gonna have to like, you know, get a second job too so we can report your stuff, right?
Yeah.
So
like it'd be like if you traded like cum rock, you're like giving that to your accountant.
Yeah.
You imagine know. Like if you have to show your accountant your rapist Baba token profits, your RBT profits. Like how are you gonna explain that to people?
Yeah, exactly. So all right, guys. We have a number of people on the speaker panel. Let's go ahead and go around and see what everyone else is viewing the markets. Tank, what's going on, man? Great to have you back on the show. You know, I love talking markets with you, so Tank, what's going on, brother? How are you? Good afternoon. What are you seeing in the markets?
Mr. Wabi, I've been really enjoying the silver market, the precious metal market recently. Been really enjoying that. I've actually been spending a lot of time in that section of the charts more than anything. But yeah, no, just hanging out, man. Listening to some rapist Baba token chat. And guys, don't fucking fade my damn VTEC engine in the Honda Civics. You little fuckers don't know what the fuck, how good that shit was back in the day. That was the most efficient fucking engine that you could get by far back in what, the early 90s? So suck a dick, fuckers.
I'd just like to say the Vankel engine was probably better, but we're not going to talk about that.
For the money back in the day?
You said efficient. You didn't say cost efficient.
Did I not? I meant cost efficient. That's what I meant.
Chug-a-boom. Can you say fish and chips?
No, I don't know how to say those words.
That is funny.
What about?
Can you say colony of the United Kingdom? Just
colony of the United Kingdom.
Okay, because that's what America technically still is. Like, let's be realistic here. Queen still owns most of your land.
Please try to tell this thing, you know, fish and chips. You know, that's what's funny.
I don't get. All right, I'll say it, but I get the bottle of water funny thing that people used to find funny. But the fish and chips isn't funny. Like, it's just fish and chips. Like, it's
thank you.
It's
thank
actually,
you. You
said it's, it. You said believe it or not, it's a Roman invention, not an English invention. Like, I'm talking like, I don't know, 1,000 years ago.
When you say fish and chips, like a British person, it sounds the same as like anybody else saying it.
Yeah, it's just fish and chips. Like, it's just normal. Now, but the bottle of water, or bottle, whoa, like that. Yeah, I get when people take the piss, but I say bottle. I pronounce the T's. So. Yeah, sorry to say.
Bottle of water.
Well, no, you're getting it wrong. Bottle of water. So,
has anyone here been to a crypto party? And if so, what is there to do? Because I'll tell you this. Number one, I see a lot of dirty shoes. If you go somewhere where it's supposed to be for quote unquote networking, and you have some dirty shoes, I don't trust you, son.
You're saying that's not bullish?
Bro, I don't even wear shoes. I think if you're wearing shoes, it's overdressed, bro. It's so fucking like last cycle, dude.
Guys out there just wearing socks to fucking crypto parties.
Dude, no, man. look, dude, you have to be looking fresh. As a man, you need to be looking fresh all the time. Number one, clean shoes. Number two, dude. Dress well,
hey,
man.
King Wabi, we know you're the sort of guy to wear those shoes that are like feet. Don't even talk shit.
No, I actually wear some pretty fresh kicks. Not gonna lie here, brother.
Yeah, I just told you what they were, the ones that are like fucking gorilla feet. That's what you wear. You wear gorilla feet to these parties?
No, bro. I wear my Jordans, my LeBrons, or my Off-Whites. All right? Fresh to death. So... you know, number two, floss your teeth. You're disgusting. Why do people not floss their teeth? Okay, practice proper hygiene. Wear some lotion. I can see your skin crack in real time. Number three, wear some cologne. Okay, and shower. I know what it is for a man to just wake up and put water on their face and just go out, because I've done it many, many times. And yeah, that's what I have to say about these parties. Because you smell.
Dad, stop talking about me to my friends.
Wait, Wabi. Where did you come from? And what team was the biggest offender of smelling and looking bad?
Probably anything that has to do with modularity. That's number one. Yeah. Like,
so you're saying the Celestia people stink like balls or something, or what? What are you talking about?
No, they weren't there. They weren't there. But the thing is, Celestia already did a 10x. Celestia actually did a 12x, because their all time high was 22, and they launched at like $1.80, and they were there for like an hour. So. They did their job, right? Like, once a token does like a 10x plus, they don't have to do anything else. Like,
so at that point, you stink like a motherfucker. It's all good.
No, just hide. Don't show up to any events. Maybe like hire a few women to stand at your booths, because that's what
they can't criticize you if you're not there, right?
Pretty much.
That's what Zin was saying. Like, the reason to go to first class is the women are prettier there. So it's like, this could also be true of like the crypto booth.
No, I said there's a pretty woman there, but the women go throughout the, they're always pretty.
No, when I went to first, when I did first class, I saw a lot of boomers.
Oh, I think you're using the word always pretty liberally there, Zin. I don't know if you've been on American Airlines, but
yo, the guy who was next to me on the way back to Miami was actually somebody from Manta Dow. And he told me, the ticker is OM. I own none. But he told me, we're going to pump the shit out of this token. And I thought he was straight LARPing. And I mean super LARPing, omega LARPing. And now fast forward a few weeks later, it's gone up like 5x since our conversation. So...
I just want to bring some intellectual topics. Like, we need feminism in airplane industry also, because, you know, people paying for hot girls. What about the hot men? You know, why there is no air hostess, main air hostess? You know, I can clearly get this job. You know, you can see I am injective Schiller, and I buys you few coats, and I buys you suits, new shoes, and now I can attract 10 or 12 women. Just, you know, I just stand in the shopkeeper and 10 and 12 women I can attract. So why I cannot go and get a job like air hostess or something like that? No.
I got to agree with Bikram here. You got to have equal opportunity for honey dicking as well as honey pot.
I don't know about that, man. Most men, when they see an attractive lady, they don't actually do anything. Like, they don't approach, right? They don't even say hi. They just have a few scenarios that they make up in their head if they were to approach, right? Because the worst thing that can happen is she says no, calls you a freak, and then forgets about you like 2 minutes later. Right? Like, you need to have some excitement in your life, right? So, you know, yeah, that's what I have to say about that.
People can, you women can definitely pay for me.
Like, you have to ask yourself, like, how are you going to meet your significant other? It's not going to be online, I'll tell you that. It's not going to be through a dating app. It's not going to be through Twitter or Instagram or TikTok.
Hey,
it's gonna be in
person. King, mate, you can't be saying stuff like that about Twitter with Coach being around. Like, yeah, he hears that, you're gonna be excommunicated. I'd revoke the Twitter comment if I were you.
Then, since you have an appreciation for colognes and perfumes, I got some Terre d'Hermès, which is an Hermès perfume that's like a male's cologne. That's excellent, by the way. I don't know if you've heard, smelled this one before or sniffed it. What is the right word? Sniffed? I don't know. Whatever.
I don't know a bunch of colognes, to be honest. I'm not.
More the perfumes?
Yeah. I think, were you the one that told me to buy a perfume?
Or yeah. How did you like it? It was Nishan, like the Ambre Calabria.
Did yeah. I liked it, but I was, did you see, like, I spurged out and I wrote like a whole novel on, if your wife likes that, I know a perfume she would like way more.
Oh yeah, you mentioned that. Which one was it again?
It's a Meliora. So the scent you told me to get, I got
spell,
it.
Spell it for me. Mel, M-E-L.
M-E-L. Hold on. It's a De Marly perfume. So it's a D-E space M-A-R-L-Y. And then the perfume name is M-E-L-I-O-R-A.
And I think I found it.
And this is like, this is a more luxurious feminine version of what that perfume you told me to get was.
Okay,
if she likes that, she would love this perfume.
Okay. Yeah, like I'll try to get some. It's like $268 or something for the bottle or something.
Yeah, but she has to, like, does she like greens? because
I don't know all the different perfume talk.
It's like I have this perfume, I love it, but I have like everything DeMarley ever made.
How much?
But I was gonna, I was thinking, like, you're rich though, Steffi, you're rich. Get her this and also get her Delina Exclusive.
How much it's cost?
Both of them are like $400.
That's my 1 month salary.
Well, you know, Steffi, get her, but he's rich. Get her this
DeMarley,
one.
So it's Meliora, right? Okay.
Yes, that's the first one. And the second one is Delina Exclusive. Every woman should have it. Every woman.
You know,
and I get a complimentary bottle of Delina.
Do you?
What did she say? What did she say?
I'm saying that should never need this kind of aura or something like that. I always smell good, you know, naturally.
Yeah.
Your own funk? Like you don't use deodorant?
No, I don't really use deodorant, and I can guarantee I smell really good, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like my wife tells me she's addicted to the way I smell. If that changes, I'm in trouble.
Wait, what cologne do you wear?
Well, she likes this particular Hermes, but like she just says she likes the way I smell naturally, but I don't know if that's true or not. She's just making that shit up.
Yes, she's just making a shit up. Indian women are fakes. You know, 99% Indian women, she's lying to you. Definitely lying to you. You know,
she's lying.
She's lying to you.
Okay. Oh shit. You know what? Like I need to try a card that this will actually take. It's like in euros or whatever. So, like, I'm gonna see if.
Did you get exclusive though? You should get you. Listen, I'm telling you, Delina Exclusive, not the normal Delina. Delina Exclusive.
No, the Delina is the one like that they're sending me for free or some shit if I buy Meliora.
Oh no! Change it to Exclusive because Delina on its own is a little too like I don't know how old your wife is, but it's kind of. I mean, they're all every perfume from DeMarley is beautiful, but it's a little girlish. It's a little teenager, just a little bit. But Exclusive is like beautiful woman. Like I wear it when I want men to be really nice to me, and it works every single time.
The stupid website's pissing me off because they're not letting me like buy it with any of my like. Cards that I have.
You're on the wrong account. You're in the US. You need to go on to the DeMarley US. You're probably on the French one.
No, I am. That's the issue. They're asking for euros and I don't know why.
Yeah, it's way more expensive in the US, but it's worth it.
It's more in the US or?
But you know, I can say something, Josefi. American accent is the most, you know, English accent is the most attracted accent in the Indian girls, you know. Indian girls love this English accent.
Hey, mate, bottle of water. I don't think they'd appreciate that one.
Indian girls, like, with a British accent actually sound good. Like a proper accent, like they grew up in the UK type of thing.
Yes.
Are we talking Cockney, Steffi? We talking actually like posh or like, what
probably
talking?
More posh.
Yeah, I'll give you that. I'll definitely give you that. But
I don't know if there's a lot of Indian girls that picked up like a Hockney accent. That'd be weird.
But the thing is, you say that, but it also makes them a little bit more aggressive sounding or condescending, I'd say. And that's the trade-off.
A little bit. Yeah, that's true. Like, that's true. They're probably a bit less approachable, maybe, in that sense. Like,
I messaged you the names of both, but Steffi, it's really important. Do not get the Delina. Get the Exclusive. She will love you.
Remind me here, like, the one you just, the first one was what again? I'm in a different website.
I messaged you. It's Meliora.
Meliora, yeah, there it is.
And then Delina Exclusive. I'm telling you, if you get the Delina, she's going to be like, eh. If you get the Exclusive, she will love you until the end of time. I'm telling you.
Okay.
I like that, Steffi. You've given her kids, you know, stability, a family. You get her this perfume. That's how she's going to love you for the rest of time.
Genuinely. genuinely. Just the fact that like a man would be able to find this and get it for his wife is.
Then she turns around and she gets suspicious because, like, why the fuck is he so good at this? Who gave him the idea? And, like, you're actually sowing. Do you know what, Steffi? Don't do it. She's sowing seeds of destruction into your relationship so spend your money.
Chugga, do you have a girlfriend, Chugga? As a matter of fact, everyone in here should be going on a Demarly, buying Delina Exclusive for their girlfriend.
No, I'm happily single.
More
for now,
so than the Meliora, or like this is like. Or
well,
both.
The Meliora. I said that because you advised that perfume. So I was thinking like, oh, if she likes that, then she'll love Meliora. But
I will definitely buy. But you know, I am struggling to get any kind of girlfriend right now.
But
so I don't know.
Well, Bikram, maybe it's because you're not buying girls' perfumes. You know, I'm giving the alpha to everyone in here.
Why I would buy? I will give that to my mama, or why?
Yeah, you could give it to your mom, or like any woman, every single woman that's like past the age of 22 should have Delina Exclusive. To be honest.
Okay, here we go. Delina Exclusive. I'm gonna get some of this too. I'm gonna get both.
Yeah, get the big bottle. Get the big bottle of Exclusif, and if you're like feeling weird about the price, get the small bottle of Meliora.
Pin that thing in top. I can try to buy this thing also.
Let me see if a stupid website like will take my card now or whatever.
Did you triple check? It's not Delina. It's Exclusif, right?
Yeah, it's Exclusif for sure.
Perfect.
Okay, got them both. Great. So we'll try. I'll tell you how these work out. Like this last month, I'm already a hero because like the her first son, you know, was able to graduate summa cum laude from like a major, like top university, and he's getting like a job with Elon Musk and shit. So it's like that's a pretty good start for the year, I guess. So it's like, oh, I'm glad I married you, like blah blah blah. You know, this kind of dialogue, right? So like so things are going well so far this season, let's put it that way.
Well, then the perfume's the cherry on top.
Oh, and I bought her like a very, very like fancy bed too, by the way. Like I got a I don't know, one of these like Rolls Royce type sleep number type jobs. And they're pretty comfortable. Like and the head goes, it's like a fucking hospital bed. It does a whole like zero gravity feel to it, so she can like watch her like stupid ass Chinese TV shows or whatever she watches on like she watches that South Korean shit on Netflix or whatever, and like you know, so she's got like so she can lay in her funny little bed with the funny little perfume and then like sit in the thing and like watch the thing and then dream about her son going to Neuralink or whatever. It's going well.
Why does it feel like you're describing an iron lung?
Wait, what's that? Like the iron lung.
Sefi, your son is graduated, so you are not in 30s?
No, I am not.
You definitely sounds like a 35 or 36-year-old guy.
Do I sound that young?
Yes, absolutely young.
That's good.
Sefi, if you
I'm young at heart, if there's such a thing.
If you ever need advice on perfumes to get your wife, You let me know.
Okay, well, we'll test out these first. Let's see how it goes.
She's going to love them. I'll tell you that. So. And then when you come back, I've got another one for you to get her.
You know your shit with the scents and everything. So I think like...
Oh, yeah, I do.
We'll see how it goes. I'll buy it like sight unseen. I haven't smelled it. I haven't anything. I'm just going to... I'm going by pure faith.
If she doesn't love it, I'm going to shoot myself. There's no way... There's no fucking way she would. Like, there's no way. And then when you come back, asking next time you guys get into a fight and you need my help again, then we're going Louis Vuitton. Not Stellar Times.
The last time I bought her something, I'm not like a huge fan of like just luxury band stuff generally, but like the last time I bought something was in. We were in Monaco, actually, and they had like some specific unique purse that they only sell in Monaco for Louis Vuitton. So some, it was pretty nice. I don't usually like a lot of those products. They don't look that great to me.
No,
like,
yeah.
But I happen
designer
to like
designer bags suck ass, but they're perfumes.
I found one particular one that I thought was very nice, and I was like, all right, let's get this. And it was like a unique thing, like Southern France or whatever. And I don't know. I picked up that for her. So we'll see. That's the same time I bought this Hermes cologne or whatever. She likes it. So it worked out well.
No, yeah. I don't typically like designer bags. I mean, sometimes, but most of them are fucking ugly as shit. I don't understand. Yeah, like, Birkin bag was so fucking ugly, I can't. Like, what the fuck is a Birkin bag, and why is it $30,000?
I mean, I can understand paying for beauty, but, like, a lot of those luxury brand items are clearly, like, just hyper-marked up things that just, like, meant to part you from your money, and that's about it. Like, I'm not that impressed by that sort of shit. Like, I certainly don't have any, like, I don't even fly in first class all the time. I certainly am not the type of person that's simply, like, just trying to flex in public or whatever, like on any routine basis.
Yeah.
You know how some people like wear like a luxury thing all the time? It's just weird.
Yeah. So I don't know much about bags, but I know perfumes. And I will say, like, Tom Ford perfumes is the biggest fucking scam on earth. I'm pretty sure this is a psyop that the whole world is doing against me. They want me to say, yeah, Tom Ford is good. Like, I'm not going to fucking fall for it. I have a Tom Ford right next to my bed just so I can smell it every single day to remind myself that it's a scam. It's a lie. They all suck ass. Lost fucking Cherry, give me a fucking break. And it's all anyone ever talks about Lost Cherry. Tom Ford Lost Cherry it's God's grace come to earth. It's not. It's shit. It smells worse than dupes. And that's the thing is, like, so, when you're buying luxury perfume, you're buying a scent that you can't get for cheap. Dupes smell awful.
Is Tom Ford like one of these things that, like, if you were to show up at a perfume shop, they're going to be like, oh, you should try this one because it's the one everyone likes?
Yep. It's Tom Ford. The marketing on it is, whoever their marketer is a genius, because it is the shittiest line. It is the shittiest house of luxury perfumes. It is awful.
You think it's maybe like the markup is high and maybe the retailer makes more on those or something? So they're like paid to shill it more or something?
It just took off. Like, I think people are sheep. Like, people, you really see this, like, people truly are sheep. The marketing behind, like, Lost Cherry kind of marked up, I'm pretty sure that Lost Cherry is what marked up, like, the price of all Tom Ford perfumes. But when you actually smell them, it's terrible. But the marketing behind Lost Cherry is great. Like, when you think about it, it's supposed to be the smoky, cherry, mysterious, lost in the woods. And that sounds great. It sounds so great, in fact, that I bought it just because I need to remind myself not to fucking buy Tom Ford. Like, if that makes sense. That doesn't make sense. What I'm saying is, like,
you put this on your nightstand and you're like,
yes.
Hello, can I hang, ma'am? I am De Villiers.
Oh, hello, De Villiers. What's going on?
Okay, thanks for the opportunity. My question is, partnership and collaboration is very important for any crypto project. Who are your partners and what can your user benefit from their partnership? That's my question, sir.
I think the person to answer this is probably Bikram. He would know. Like,
he would know exactly what you're saying.
He would interpret it perfectly, yes.
Dude, this is kind
of racist. I think he's referencing Rape Bomb.
You know, that this is kind of racist, you know?
That
doesn't mean that people sounds like Indian. That doesn't mean I have to answer everything, you know.
No, we're saying you're a professional that can answer his questions.
Yeah, that's not a good thing, bro.
I genuinely thought that it was a Rape Bomb delegation question.
Aaron, that's not. I can change my accent in 2 seconds, you know. I can change into American style. I'm doing this for fun. You know, I'm doing this for fun, you know. That doesn't mean that people sound like Indian, that I have to answer that.
You're saying you couldn't answer this question. Is that what you're, you don't know the answer or what?
No, I don't want to answer.
I think Bikram's been drinking this evening is what's going on. It's like Sunday evening, man. Jesus, like, it's like, okay, for you, it's like Monday morning. You shouldn't be hitting the alcohol already. What, De Villiers?
Okay, thank you very much, sir. Good night, everyone.
All right, good. Yeah, good night. Good night, De Villiers. Hopefully you find a nice perfume or your cologne in your life. That'd be nice.
Great job, Bikram. You made him leave.
Yeah, that was rude, man. That was not cool, bro.
Yeah, Bikram called him a racist and made him leave. It's weird.
Yeah.
You need to lay off the old monk, man. You get so mean drunk when you drink too much old monk.
Yeah, I'm not drinking old monk. You know, I drink Heineken and that's it. And then it's over right now. And I'm not that drunk. I'm kind of drunk, but not that drunk, you know, and that guy is talking about partnership. What the fuck? What kind of partnership are you together? I just inject you sugar, man.
You're out of control, Bikram.
Yes, I just chill tokens, and what kind of partnerships I can offer? I don't know about these things. So, you know, maybe you should go for a partnership with your aura or something like that, you know, that would be much better.
Anyway, Tom Ford sucks ass. I'm pretty sure that everyone's in on it and they're like pranking me. I'm pretty sure this is a worldwide
affront.
Yeah. And I'm not going to fall for it. Like, there's no way.
No, rightfully so. Like it's not like you'd buy a bottle or anything.
Well, I just bought one though. Just because I kept like going to the store and smell, because I smell everything.
That's like in crypto, when people say that's like the hate trade. You know what I mean? Like the coin that everyone hates is the one that will go up. That's what you've done.
No, it's because I go and I smell everything. I smell Tom Ford. I was like, what the fuck is everyone talking about with Tom Ford? I was like, this is trash. But then I kept hearing about it, so I kept second guessing myself. And that's why I had to buy one, because people don't shut up about it, Tom Ford. But it's awful. Thank you so much for listening, everyone.
McLovin, what are you up to, man? How's Hawaii?
Yeah, it's really good.
It's really good. Zen, do you happen to like Coca-Cola or no?
I don't drink soda. Why?
This new Coca-Cola raspberry spiced is actually pretty good.
I mean, I used to like, but it's so bad for you and it makes you fat.
It definitely is, but man, Coca-Cola, I don't know. It's like, it's definitely one of my, one thing that I must have.
Really? As a doctor? That's wild.
Yep, there's some. It's like the magical ambrosia of this earth.
I remember when I was younger, I stopped drinking soda for the first time, and I realized I'd spent most of my life feeling sick, and I thought it was normal. I think
drinking is a much better than Coca-Cola. You know, you should go for alcohol. And Coca-Cola is some kind of, you know, chemical. And
McLovin, are you at a luau?
No, I'm at a bar. You know, I'm having fun, and it's really sunshine everywhere. And...
But are people dancing with like grass skirts?
Yeah, you don't have to. You don't. There is an amazing scene everywhere, and Owens are everywhere. You can get any kind of chicks. Like $50, you know?
$50 for chicks?
Yeah, 50, maybe less than that, you know.
Hawaiian chicks are really... In Hawaii? Are you sure?
Yes. Yes, $50 for fat chicks, you know. And you have to show your...
What did you say?
Yes. You have to show your original ID card.
McLovin mostly likes fat chicks. It's like a thing.
He's literally a meme, bro.
$50, though. That's surprising.
Like, do you have to spend $50 on drinks, McLovin? Or are you,
I
like,
guess it only lasts 5 minutes. If it's a 5 minute thing.
She's making like $50.
Yeah, $50. You know, for the drink, it's like $25 maybe maximum. For chicks, you have to pay $50, and hotel cost, you know, the room cost is maybe $100. So within $200, you are going to have very much fun, bro. It's Hawaii.
But in Hawaii, that's like upscale. That's like the high end right there.
Yes, you have to spend money here. I say Hawaii is a beautiful place. And one thing I just want to say, you have essentially is the original ID card. You know, you have to be careful on there because lots of people using fake ID cards and underage people using ID cards. And that's kind of problem we have. Otherwise, everything is very good.
McLovin, I can't quite place your accent. Where are you from?
I am native Hawaiian, you know. Aloha. Aloha.
I gotta say, this feels like more Samoan than Hawaiian, but like I could be splitting hairs here.
Yeah.
Samoan?
Yes, Samoan. I am from Samoan, you know.
They all sound Aloha, the same,
everyone. Aloha.
I mean, like, who the fuck knows? Like, it's like that guy, he's like Aquaman, then he's in like Dune and shit. He's everywhere. Like, who knows?
Wait, I gotta find out. Wait. What's the national food of Hawaii or Samoa?
It's fish and chips. You know? And drink.
Fish and chips and drinks.
Is there like a samosa involved anywhere in this fish and drink concoction that you're talking about? Or, you know, some kind of naan or anything like that?
Just go to the Hawaii, you will find it. And I'm not a native, you know, I used to be stay in Hawaii, but I'm migrated Hawaiian.
Wait, you're not a native? I thought you said you were a native.
Yes, native, but you know, I used to stay in Chicago sometimes. I born in Chicago. And
yeah, that's
then
the
I go to...
Yeah, that's for sure.
Oh, it's a Chicago accent. That's why it kind of like was hard to tell.
I did catch a little bit of Polish undertone in it, so like that's got to be it. That's what threw me for a loop here. Sorry for fucking this up, guys.
Are your parents Polish immigrants?
No, my mother is Indian and my father is Hawaiian native Samoan family. And my grandfather was virgin, you know. My grandfather never touched any woman in whole life.
Your grandfather was a virgin.
Yes, my grandfather was a virgin.
Like
100% virgin.
He was.
Like.
Up until what age?
So you're like a god.
He died virgin, you know. He never touched any woman. And when he died, his dick was upside, you know.
So that pretty much makes you like a Hawaiian god then, pretty much. Am I right?
Yes. You know, we are really, which I believe in God type of thing. God do some kind of magic here, you know. God pregnant people, pregnant women. You know, many, sometimes it's, you know, many women get pregnanted by gods, you know, at night.
Can sperm survive in water?
I don't know about this.
Like straight tap water, or are we talking about like Aquafina or some shit?
Like a hot tub or something. Like.
Oh, I don't know. Probably not.
Like if McLovin's grandpa hypothetically was just like spraying in pools of water, could that possibly happen?
Could his grandmother have gotten in the water and like gotten impregnated?
Yeah, aren't there? There's old Greek mythology surrounding that. I wonder if it's happened. Not just Greek, but old age.
Do they have like communal sperm pools in Hawaii? Maybe.
But there's old like mythology of I think all the major religions, all the major world religions, where some god or some man sprays semen into the ocean or in water. And then a baby is born, right? Venus was born that way. So I wonder if that's a thing that's actually happened.
So you're saying like the McLovin lineage could have contained it, like a sperm pool grandmother swimmer?
Yeah, he could have been just like a crazy old man that was like a flasher or something that would like masturbate all over the place.
McLovin, do you look like your grandfather?
Yeah, I kind of look like him, you know?
But he now, is that legitimately, or do you just like LARPing that you pretending like you do? Just to kind of...
No, I just want to say some sad truth. My grandfather looked exactly like a gorilla, you know?
Gorillas are people too, you know. It's fine,
bro. Harimba was majestic, bro. Harimba was majestic.
Your grandfather looked like a gorilla, and you look a little bit like him.
I guess Omen talked to me, and he said, "Look at your face. You look exactly like a monkey," you know.
$50 will solve that, though, huh?
Yes, $50 will solve everything.
Just want to say, I love the Chronicles of Fifi and Friends every time I tune in.
There's something insane going on around here, or what?
I don't know, just the characters involved are really, really funny to me.
I think Bikram is the only person that can tame my autism in this community. It's like the only time I'm not angry and screaming is when Bikram's in here. Or McLovin. It's very similar to Bikram.
McLovin, I think a potential like love connection is very possible here.
Bikram doesn't like me. He said, Bikram says he's flirted with all the women, but he's never flirted with me. So,
you know, if I pick a woman in internet, I am going to the Hall of Fame in India.
You're going to score yourself an internet girl or what? Like, you're going to be famous there.
Sorry, Hawaii, not India.
Of course. Are you always at the bar over there in Hawaii or just like some of the time?
Yeah, there is nothing there. You know, nobody focused on agriculture in Hawaii.
Everyone just sits at the luau and like in the bars and dances or what?
Yes. That's our.
You're like
that's
always
our
drinking. National. You're always at like some sort of dance thing. Bar.
Yes,
I don't know.
Yes, that's my character. You know, that's everybody says how I. That's our job. You know, that's our economy, and that's we do for living, dancing and partying. But no drugs allowed. You know. Drugs are not allowed here. Only alcohol. And valid ID card.
Alcohol and a valid ID. Okay. And you can find a girl for $50 for 5 minutes.
Oh, the fat ones. Did he clarify?
Fat for 15 minutes. Fat for 5 minutes. It's a bit weird, but okay, all right. You got to do.
What do you do for the other 4 minutes and 30 seconds?
Yeah, good question.
No, not 30 seconds. You know, untying your pant, it can take 30 seconds. You know, because I wear two underwear always.
Two? Why?
Why do you choose to double bag?
Yeah, why are you double bagging? Good question.
It's our culture. Our native Hawaiian people always wear two underwears.
Wow.
Oh, wait, I feel like is
I'm
this
learning something. I'm
wait,
learning
I think
something
it's,
like every day.
But this must be because it's an ocean thing, right? Because, like, you know, your first underwear gets wet, and then it's like you want to have the backup underneath, right? Because you just want to dry off, right?
Doggy, I'm pretty sure, like, if your
study,
first underwear gets wet, the second
first
one
first study the evolution
wet.
Of underwear things. Day by day, underwear size is decreasing and decreasing and decreasing. You know, it's like panties nowadays. You know, you cannot differentiate panties and underwears. So this is why, you know, when we go to the shop and we can see some short underwear like panties and you were, and we always wear a native underwear. That's, you know, that's we they should build with leaves.
Wait, so are you telling me you wear biodegradable panties underneath your underwear?
Yes, that's the thing. Right now I'm busy right now, you know, I had to go to the parties.
Okay, McLovin, we'll see you later.
try and stay high and dry in there, bro. Try and keep it dry and tight.
I think he has like two underwears in case there's an accident, maybe. I don't know, like.
I don't know. Maybe it, I think it. Maybe it's like a message for global warming or something like that, right? Because it's like, you know, you just don't want to. No one wants to walk around in like wet underwear for like an extensive period of time.
Maybe it's like sweat management or something. I don't know. Or he's just drinking so much alcohol, he needs to, like, you know, have something to soak it up when he pees.
You think he's got a case of like hyperball hydrosis?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's an. That's a medical problem, yeah.
I don't know if there's any good derm people out in Hawaii that can help them out. You know, that seems like maybe someone in your doctor network can.
Oh, you're saying it's like you need to have the right just medical doctor for it and like they can fix it.
I don't know. We need to find the right kind of doctor in Hawaii that will like basically take that and take it, you know, get payment and to fix the hyperhidrosis problem.
Yeah, Kanjo, what's up?
Hello, Sanji. Hello, madam. I just want to have some proposal.
Okay.
I am a professional gatekeeper in Nepal. You know, I give people safety. If you are a beautiful woman, you need safety. If you need any gatekeeper, you can definitely call me or DM me anytime. You know, we Nepalis have out of job because of Terra crash. You know, we all believe in do one and do one fucked our ass. And this is why we wrecked. And we need money right now. And we can give safety. We have chakus. We have knives. And our knives is using for Bitcoin halving, you know, for cutting two pieces.
Wait a minute. Like, you're going to do what? You're going to cut the Bitcoin in half with a knife?
Yes, that's the thing.
I don't think that's how this works,
my father told me. My father told me Bitcoin is halving. That's mean cutting into two pieces, you know, and that's why knife is needed. And we are the knife seller, you know, in Nepal, we build knives, we keep protect our women, and also we can give protection to the American women also. So madam, if you need any kind of protection, you can hire me anytime. My rate is $2,000 per day, per month.
I think I'm gonna hire some protection.
Zen madam, are you gonna hire, hire this gentleman for your, like?
I'm actually, if anyone in here is offering protection, I'd like to hire some protection against this guy. If possible.
I think he was offering his services to you to protect you.
Yeah, I've never felt more in danger in my life.
Really? Is it because he's from Nepal? Those Nepalese are real.
We are Nepalese. We have two names only, Bahadur and Kancha. You know, my father's name is Bahadur, my grandfather's name is Bahadur, and also my grandfather is Bhajin.
You're so creative with these characters.
The Nepalese gatekeeper, you mean? He offers the services, though. I can't believe you just
With the virgin grandfather.
I can't believe you don't want his protection services. I feel like you're not taking advantage of what Twitter Spaces has to offer. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You've networked.
If anybody DM you. If anybody DM you and send you the pic of penis, just call me. I will cut his penis with my knife.
For only $2,000?
Yes, I can bring that penis on your table just for $2,000.
Is that $2,000 for a lifetime subscription, or is this a reoccurring payment?
Like monthly payment, you know, it's a monthly payment thing. You know, payment is not a necessary. After work, you can pay me. I also work for Kim Kardashian, you know, and the black dude with Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian and the black dude with the Kim Kardashian.
Wait, how many dicks have you cut off for Kim Kardashian?
No, she loves dick.
I gotta say though, $2,000 a month for, you know, a regular subscription of dicks cut off is, I really don't know how to look at that trade. You know, it could be a pretty bullish thing. It could be a pretty bad thing. I really don't know what to say about that. I guess, yeah.
Well, they've got this Nepalese protection racket going here. So this is a dick pic vengeance service, I guess?
Yes. Honestly, I don't deal with creeps anymore. I think I'm too scary. I stopped. I mean, that for a good reason, too. I'd probably post it.
Post what?
If I don't get dick pics anymore, I don't get stalkers anymore.
Do you feel bad about it?
No, it's wonderful.
You feel like you've graduated or something, or what?
I think I scare people now, so I don't deal with it anymore. Yeah, I do think I graduated.
Hey, Concha, let me ask you this. Let's say you were a woman. Let's say you received dick pics from random dudes or whatever. Would you be happy or not?
If I am a woman, I will rate that dick you got 1 out of 10.
Oh, and you're gonna do a dick rating service. You're gonna send yes. back a message. This is level 2.
Yes, you got something. You got 2 out of 10. So he feel offended and he will never send me dick.
So you're a dick judgmental.
Yes, dick judgmental. I would say that's a so small dick. And you will never block me instantly.
Oh, bro, I thought you were in the dick clipping service. As in you're chopping dicks, not like actually raiding dicks. Bro, this is totally different.
I also am man. I am not a woman.
No, but it's like if you were a woman, right? Like, what would you do with these dick pics? Do you collect them, Concha? Do you like keep them in a like folder or something, or what? Like,
that's really weird.
Is there like a website or something? Like a Facebook or something? You'd post these or something?
Posting dick's photo on Facebook.
Yeah, like for all the people that sent you pics, yeah.
That's, you are saying that Nepali jail is terrible, you know? You know, people are so, government is so active, bro.
Oh, you're saying like if you don't want to do that because you're going to get arrested or something, or what?
Yes, definitely get arrested in every world. In every country, how would you share your dick picture on Facebook? That's not a good thing to do. We Nepalis always obey our rules and we give people protection. This is why I am talking Jinchani madam to adopt me, hire me.
See, why would you pay $20 a month for a Netflix subscription when you can just come into Seffy's spaces for free?
Yeah, this is like one of life's greatest mysteries.
I have a boyfriend now.
Really? What has transpired? Yeah, what's the latest?
I got rejected and I got rejected. And then he like made some comment of like, I wish you'd just get a boyfriend. I was like, okay, this is the last time I've ever talked to you. And I got a boyfriend. So that's what happened.
So one guy said you have to get a boyfriend. So you did.
He was being an asshole. Mm-hmm. He was like being a dick, but.
So where did you find the new character from? Like at a restaurant or something, on like a dating app or what? Like, what'd you do?
No, I've known him for years. I told him though, it's only my boyfriend for a month. We're going to do a test run.
We'll see. What are we testing exactly?
How boyfriend material he is.
Like, give me some examples of things he's done so far that makes him this material. Like how far have we come along?
We are doing a thing where every weekend we are both deciding somewhere to go, and it can be anywhere in the world, and we're going to try and outdo each other. So he chose his. I already know I'm going to win the week after. I don't know where I'm going, but it's going to be way cooler. And that's fun.
You're going to go on your own or with him?
We're both going each weekend. We're going to a place, going back and forth, like deciding which place to go. So that's kind of cool. Plus, he's like autistic, but not in a cool way. That's also good.
Autistic, but not in a cool way.
No, in a cool way.
In a cool way. Okay.
I was going to say not like you guys, but that wasn't fair. And that was autistic of me to say.
Oh, yeah. Like, we're losers. Don't worry about us.
Well, when I say you guys, I'm talking about a grand scope. I'm talking about a wide, you know, there's autistic and then there's like real autistic. But the real autistic ones are the actually cool ones, is the thing.
Like Rain Man or whatever.
Like what?
Like Rain Man, like hardcore autistic. Like you drop like a bunch of spaghetti on the floor and he can count all the little spaghetti sticks instantly.
Oh, no, maybe not then. I don't know. He's cool. He's fun.
Okay. Hey, 51, what's going on?
Nothing much. I'm here for the co-host job. How much is it paying? Oh, wait, they don't pay yet. They should have advertisements on there. You didn't have to. I was just joking about that.
I want to get paid.
Yeah. Twitter doesn't pay the bills. You got to switch to another platform. Telegram's a lot better. We won't go on, but yeah. They pay. They pay, trust me. Crypto coins pay.
What kind of shows are you doing?
I mean, you don't really want to know. In terms of pay, the pay ranges more than I don't know. It's kind of thing, but just shows, like, you know, you just talk about, you know, different coins, you host them for them, just, you know, community spaces, very simple.
Yeah, Zim was just like going over. She was lamenting that no one was sending her dick pics anymore, and that she had found like a proper boyfriend and everything. So that was interesting.
It's a trial boyfriend.
I thought just because everybody's making money now, so they're too busy.
Which means no S wording. It's just in the trial.
No
hand holding. In fact, all the hotels have two beds. I'm not joking.
Hey Zindani, I can give you a boyfriend. You know, it's a gator here, and I am a social worker, and if you are struggling with boyfriends, I can give you some boyfriend if you want, one hour.
Gator, I want a list of backups in case this boyfriend doesn't work, because if this boyfriend doesn't work out, then I'm down bad.
Yes, I can work for
so
you.
I want to be able to jump, like, back to back to back. Going through the boyfriends, but I don't know if you can get this quality of man. And they also have to be the type that, like, Gator, you understand, like, the only type of person that likes me is tech CEOs. I don't know why.
I know a few tech CEOs, you know, I have in my list.
I mean, it doesn't have, if you can find another type of guy who likes me, you can add them in, but good luck.
And rank them by their bank account in terms of wallet size, Gator. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. They did not, you know, they always pay, and it's not a problem for money. And you
Gator, I have a strict, like, three times crying rule, where it's like, if I'm crying three separate times before I'm married to them, it's not going to work out. So that they have to be really nice. It's like, I'm talking about the kind of nice where other girls friend zone them. That's the dude I like. The guy that's never mean. Basically the opposite of me.
You have to sign a contract for 1 year or 2 years. How many years you want to get married, you know? And also I need some kind of dancing abilities, and you have these abilities like singing, and this kind of abilities attract our customers. You know, if you have any problems with it, you can join our society. It's a charity.
Wait, what?
I don't think she wants to join your little horse.
Yeah, no. 2 weeks, no prenup. Make it simple, bro.
Wait, what are you, dancing ability? You're going to make me dance for them?
I think, yes. Gator says he's a social worker, but he's like a pimp of some kind.
Yes, it's a social work, you know, for girls like you. I can give boyfriends, many boyfriends you want, like 5, 6, 7, 8.
All right. Okay, Gator. No, I really do. I want a list of potential boyfriends. The guy that rejected me, like, fucked me in the head. So I need, I'm boyfriend hunting. I'm looking for backups.
Yes, I can manage your accounts also. I can give you backup boyfriends, 3 or 4.
Yeah, you know, I don't want, no, not from you. I won't be needing your services, Gator.
I think what he's saying is he'll manage your bank account and everything in case you don't know how to, like, manage money and whatever, right? Like, so long as you can turn tricks for his organization, he's fine.
Are you listening to my story? Yes. I am not a pimp. I'm a social worker. I have friends, and I help my friends.
Yeah, like, wink, wink, right? Like, is that what they're called now, social workers?
Yes. It's a really good services, joining, you know, the friendship services. We give just friendship services, and we just helping people. You can join our friendship group, Jindani, anytime. You have a real potential to become a millionaire.
Gator, did you know that I had a boyfriend once for 2.5 years and I never slept with him? I don't think I'm the one you're looking for. What?
You never slept with him.
What?
I said, how ugly was he? 2 years not sleeping with him. Damn. Was it like a sugar daddy arrangement or what was it?
He wasn't. No.
He was waiting for marriage? What?
No, he was beautiful. He was gorgeous. He was conventionally attractive too. I'm not usually attracted to conventionally attractive people, but he was gorgeous.
I think he's talking about his dog or something like that. How could anybody have boyfriend for 2 years and not sleeping? You know, that's mean he has a problem, you know. I mean, he needed a dick surgery, maybe.
No, he was great. He's a nice guy, good looking.
Dr. Zahir, do you do a dick surgery by chance?
Man, the moment I joined this space, man, I was laughing so loud. So, what's going on, man? Like,
the answer is yes. If any client,
yeah, I think that was a yes. Like, yeah,
for yeah, I can do that for Zentini. So, you know, if she wants, so
you can get me a list of tech CEOs.
Yeah, I can do that too. So,
yeah, I need a list.
There's pretty much, Zen, you're right. Like, there's almost nobody that can say your name correctly. That enters the space.
Yes, so Zintani, or how you pronounce that?
That's close. It's Zintani. A lot of people say Zintani, and it's close enough that I never correct it. So.
Oh, yeah, okay, Zintani. Okay, now I got it. So,
Mr. Awan, you look really handsome. You should join our group also. You know, we can pay for me.
Yeah, sure, man. Why not? Like, I was listening to you, so yeah. So services, I'm good to go, man. So provide the services.
How much services? Yeah, so
How much you pay me, man?
No, you can get pay for, you know, for your ass busting, you know.
Oh fuck, man! I'm not available for that, man. So
yeah. You know, we have a group for roasted butthole, you know. We have a group and we need men's for roasting their buttholes.
Hello, everyone. How are you all, brothers?
And sisters.
I'm not sure. Like, I'm so hard, I think I'm going to throw up. But yeah,
brother, I just opened a red packet in Binance. So can you tell me what about next? I just submit about 0.200 BNB coins.
Wait, what happened? A red package? What happened?
I just posted a red packet in Binance. So what about next? They asked me to share the Bitcoin, BNB coins. So I share it on Binance. So what about next?
I think in Binance, everyone's buying cum rocket tokens.
Okay.
Pancake swap. Yeah, that's what you're going to want.
Okay. Thank you so much, brother.
You know what? CZ also was my customer once time. You know, I give services.
CZ was your customer?
Yes.
Wow.
She like Asian chicks.
She likes one. Yeah.
So, brother, can I also share that red packet code here in comment so everyone can take that red packet? If you say,
oh, so you have it's a red packet.
Yes, he's talking about the packet. We also deal with packets, and it's a white powder in it. You know, if you need, I can give to you anytime.
Thank you so much.
A white powder packet. Yeah. What's in it? Like salt, maybe.
No, it's kind of, you know, it's kind of I can pronounce it in space. You can get it. It's a powder that gives you energy.
If you guys don't find me a list of husbands and this guy doesn't work out, you realize you're sending me to the... My next up is this another tech CEO that I've been telling I have chronic problems shitting myself, and he keeps offering to fly me out to Dubai. Even though all I've said for years is that I can't stop shitting myself. You guys understand, if you don't find me a potential husband, I've got nothing.
Wait, you've been telling him you have chronic problems shitting yourself,
and he still doesn't stop. Yeah,
he still wants you.
And he's like, people know who he is.
This is a get rich Nick for sure. It sounds like him.
get rich.
He could be a good candidate, though.
Think rich.
He's looking. He's doing a website in here. He's doing this. You know, he's got these videos. He's got a good platform. You know. He's getting rich. You know, he owns like, AirPods and I don't know. I can't even keep up what he owns. He owns half of fucking New York and the USA. He owns more than Trump, I think. I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. Zin,
like, you sure you're not like, you shouldn't bark up this tree, perhaps?
Wait, what tree?
I would love
you're
to
talking
see
about Dubai or what?
Like this rich Nick character.
I don't know who that is.
Don't know who
this he is. My husband?
He's the guy that he's everywhere. We should post him above. He's the one that does the morning show.
Oh, that dude. Yeah, he's funny. He's not a tech CEO.
He can be whatever you want him to be. I mean, he's probably starting a tech company though.
No, I'm telling you.
All he has to do is start. He just has to like think tech and he'll be all right.
No. He won't like me. Even him. He won't like me. It's only one type of person. It's that one type of person where they could be there. Okay, literally, this is what it is. The type of guy that likes me could be sleeping with models. But they have so much money that they don't give a fuck. You know what I'm talking about? They're so rich that they like autistic girls. That's it.
In a nutshell, yeah.
I'm telling you, it's the only type that likes me.
It's like Zuckerberg and his like Chinese girlfriend or whatever.
Exactly like that. Exactly like that. A Zuckerberg type. Exactly like that.
Don't speak much and don't do much. So it's like that. So no.
What?
I just want to ask what Rate Baba has to say on this. I think that Decentralized Guru is in the chat. Like, I'd love to hear what
Decentralized Guru says. Made it. Decentralized Guru is here. Our famous Indian guru.
Wait, is Decentralized Guru and Bikram the same person?
I think Bikram would be insulted by that. What do you mean? Like, this is Decentralized Guru right here.
Wait.
Yeah, he is a Bikram man. I'm sure. I'm 100% sure. Sefi?
Wait, is it?
No, Decentralized Guru comes periodically to the space. He provides spiritual advice, tells us how to meditate. Yeah, like he's just like, and he knows all about like funny crypto coins and things like that. Like, for example, like Ethereum.
It's a meditation.
Oh my God. I thought Decentralized Guru was not Bikram this whole time. I thought it was someone else.
Yep, you found your future boyfriend's in.
No, I really think if we all came together, we could find me a husband.
I am not available for marriage. I just only need followers, you know? I can give you everything. Peace, Bitcoin. I will teach you some things. Like you can meditate and mining Bitcoin through meditation.
I want to have a baby in the next 3 years.
I have a feeling that if I go to this camp where I'm mining Bitcoin with my mind, I feel like decentralized guru is going to touch me in my private parts. I could be wrong, but like I had this vibe.
I feel like it's very freak off Diddy vibes here with decentralized Raid Baba over here.
Are you actually in Chile, Risa? Just picking random fucking places.
Wait, where?
Decentralized. He's fucking profile for us. I believe it's Chile.
Guru, are you from India or what?
Yes, I'm from India. And I have
what's
some
happening in the what's happening in the Indian prayer circles lately? Anything good?
Everything is good in India. You can trust me.
You're not molesting anyone. I can trust you?
Yes.
Like, why are you telling me that? Like, it seems very worrisome that you have to tell me to trust you.
Those are always the people you cannot trust when they have to tell you to trust them off the fucking. It's like, yo, trust me.
Trust me, bro.
Yeah, it's the opposite always, you know? Look out what he posts.
I will teach you guys how to be rich. I have the crypto yoga. I can teach you yogas that will teach you like patience and everything that make the money in double.
Crypto yoga?
Yes.
Who has patience in crypto?
Nobody has. That's the thing you have to learn. And you need to learn this.
It doesn't exist.
It's existing only in India and my place. Decentralized guru is kind of star lord.
Decentralized guru is star lord? Isn't that a character in the TV show? The movie?
No. That's adopted from my life story.
Oh. So the Marvel character is from your life story. Wow.
Does Disney pay you any royalties or do you just get screwed over?
I never need payments. You know, I can print my own money. I only tell you I can mine Bitcoin through my mind only. It's a superpower.
So how you can print money with your mind thoughts? How you can do
that? Yeah, it's actually the one power.
Yes. Actually, it is the power of decentralized guru.
Oh, okay. So yeah, you should go.
Now the IRS is actually a person and he's the IRS.
Zin, I'm going to give you like a little quiz here. Are you there?
Yeah, what's up?
Here we go. Here's a quiz coming up. Activity, who to leave behind. The 12 persons listed below have been selected as passengers on a spaceship for a flight to another planet. Because tomorrow the planet Earth is doomed for destruction due to changes in space limitations. It has now been determined that only 8 persons may go. Any 8 qualify. So your task is to select the 8 passengers who will make this trip. So let's kind of go through this here. First passenger on the list, an accountant with a substance abuse problem. That would be Bikram. Is he allowed to go? Yes or no? You have to choose 8 out of 12 to go on the space trip.
Okay, let me get a notebook.
Accountant with a
substance
abuse
problem. Can I change my mind after if I say
yeah,
no?
Yeah, sure.
Can I
just
say,
like, what are your instincts
then
here?
Then it's a no.
No for the accountant with a substance abuse problem. Okay. A militant African-American medical student. Yes or no?
Militant medical student?
Militant African-American medical student specifically.
I don't know how that's fucking relevant.
It's relevant as you make it. Like, yes or no?
Yeah. Yes. What is militant? What do you mean by militant?
Oh, fuck. I don't know. That's just what's on the list. I didn't make the descriptions.
Okay, yes.
Okay, yes. Okay. 33-year-old female Native American manager who does not speak English.
You said there's 12 and there's...
Yep, you have to exclude, you have to allow for 8. So this is just an excluder key.
33?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay. The accountant's pregnant wife. Same accountant as before. She's pregnant. Yes or no? Keep her.
How old is she?
I don't know. She's pregnant, so she can't be like too old, I suppose.
I mean, she could be on her last leg. Isn't that important?
Yeah, we don't know if she has any legs.
To a substance abuse. No.
No for the pregnant girl, too. Okay, all right. A famous novelist with a physical disability.
Wait, and you can't tell me what the disability
this is, this is all we know. This is the passenger list. It's like yes or no.
No.
Okay. 21-year-old female. Muslim international student. Yes or no?
Yes.
Hispanic clergyman who is against homosexuality.
No.
Okay. Female movie star who has recently, who was recently the victim of a sexual assault.
Yes.
Okay. Racist armed police officer who's been accused of using excessive force.
No.
A gay male professional athlete vegetarian.
I'm writing these down to keep track because I know I've said no to too many already. What is
it? You're pretty heavy on the nose here. Gay male professional athlete vegetarian.
Yeah.
Okay. An Asian orphaned 12-year-old
boy. He's gay?
Uh-huh. Gay male, professional athlete, vegetarian.
Oh, my fucking God. Yeah, but we'll switch out the militant medical student for him. So we'll put a no for the... No. We'll keep both of them. Okay, go on.
Okay. You have plenty of room, I think. An Asian orphaned 12-year-old boy.
Asian orphan 12-year-old boy? No.
Mm-hmm. No, okay. 60-year-old Jewish university administrator.
60?
Mm-hmm. Jewish?
No.
University administrator. Okay, so out of the 12 so far, I think you have picked, you said yes to the 21-year-old medical student originally. You said yes to the militant
pregnant wife.
Well, the militant African-American medical student.
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to add the pregnant wife. Okay. Remember,
the
planet is doomed for destruction. Don't forget. Like,
yeah, we'll put the 33-year-old woman in that doesn't speak English. Then we have two men that are mentally stable-ish.
Okay, but like, remember, this is the last of the human race. They've got to procreate. Somebody here has to be a breeder. So you got the lady that has shown herself to be able to do it. Like, she's the pregnant one.
We have the movie star, and we have the medical student, and then we'll cross our fingers for the Native American woman.
Yeah, what about the Asian 12-year-old boy, though? He's going to make it for a lot longer, right?
What do you mean? He's going to be a fucking nuisance.
You're not going to, like, train the little boy to, like, I don't know. Well, eventually you'll have to like make him into a man. Babies with him at some point, I guess.
What did Bikram do? You didn't choose him.
Bikram, the accountant with the substance abuse problem.
Okay, yeah. Okay, we'll put the gay man in, and we'll tell him to suck it the fuck up and get to fucking. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
So we have the gay man. Yeah,
at least he's an athletic, he's got like the vegetarian thing, but like you can make him actually provide some seed. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of these people are going to have to suck it up. Like the Muslim woman, you're going to have to fucking Or I guess she doesn't.
Yeah, she might actually have to be with the to be with the like militant African medical student or the Asian orphan 12-year-old boy. Like,
no, I'm not accepting the 12-year-old boy. I'm not putting him on that flight.
So let the boy die then, because the planet's gonna die. Yeah,
let him die.
Okay, off he goes. All right, next.
He's an orphan anyway. Who's gonna miss him? I can say that because
what did Bikram do? Why are you letting him die?
Good question. Why is Bikram allowed to die here?
Okay, because you have a substance abuse problem. So we're taking your wife, but you're not going.
And we wind up getting the seed of the accountant anyway, because his wife is pregnant, presumably with his kid, but we don't know for sure. Like, what if her wife?
She'll probably get a miscarriage on the flight. It'll be stressful.
What if his wife is not even like? It's not even the seed of an accountant. Maybe it's like some retard gene or something. What are we gonna do with that baby on this boat? I don't know.
Just throw him out for resources or something. I don't know.
Yeah. It gets complicated here, doesn't it now?
No. I think I've done a good job. So we have.
But you think the novelist with a physical disability, like maybe you float around in space. Maybe you don't need your arms and legs so much. And maybe like he can tell stories.
You're not telling me, like, is the disability like. Was he born with it? Is this something he'll pass on or not?
Yeah, we don't really know all that. We just know he's just like a gimp or something. Like, yeah, we don't have that level of detail. We didn't do genetic testing, apparently, or something.
Well, I'll stand by this. So I'm accepting 6. I don't have to send 8, right?
So you're going to let like only 6 go just for in the name of the like, and you have to repopulate the human race with these 6. I think there's a better chance
for survival. What?
You're going to have to repopulate the human race with these 6 people, too, but don't forget.
I said yes to all of the women. You didn't have many. Why is this the lineup? Why is it mostly, like, fucked up men, like, aggressive men?
I don't know. All men are fucked up. That's why. Because, like, you got to pick somebody, right? Like, what if, like, aliens are encountered? Maybe you need that excessive force gene from the racist armed police officer. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I would rather have the medical student who's African. Who is he racist against? You're not giving me enough information.
I don't know. Like, yeah, who knows? Like, it could be a problem.
Well, the medical student's more important, so I'm not going to throw a racist, like, crazy person in there.
But he's not even, like, a full doctor. He's just, like, a student. He didn't know anything yet. Well, and he's a militant.
We got.
He's a militant, like, little Malcolm X character. Who knows? Like,
I think it's a good lineup. I wish there were more women options. Like, why? But
I like the bottom of this sheet. It says, like, cultural competence training, mental models and worldviews, day one activity handbook. And it's the handbook at, like, what is this? OASIS, OASAS, Improving Lives. Like, it's so funny.
Is there a right answer? How close was I to being right?
I don't think there's a right answer. It's just like a diversity training, like, questionnaire.
Well, what
to see how racist we all are or something like that.
How racist am I? What I thought the whole point is, like, how smart I'm.
Is there a race for
stuff like this? I thought we were going for survival.
So, like, here's some comments.
How can I do this in the most PC way possible? Like, what?
Here's some comments in the follow up. Like, I hope the accountant's pregnant wife and the 12-year-old Asian orphan learn to love each other. Because yeah, that like wait. The wife and the 12-year-old orphan. Okay. Like, all right. Let's see. Anyone who can procreate is the correct answer. Everything else is just noise that can be reversed in this scenario. I tend to agree with that. Knowing the nature of the novice physical disability would be helpful. Does he have broken arm or does he look like 300s if he lattes? So yeah, is he like seriously legit broken or what? Okay. Fair enough. Another comment here. The accountant, his wife, the cop, and the med student stay here on with me. Everyone else in the ship and out of here. Accountant gets high and bangs his wife. Cop shoots med student. I get a whole day of peace and quiet. Finally, we all die happily the next day. Seems reasonable. And then someone circled the bottom of the research paper, the cultural competence training, mental models, and worldviews, and said, don't do it. It's a trap. Like, don't even answer any of this. Let's see here.
Was it bad?
Oh, I don't know. Like, let's see. With respect, you need the biological sex.
How do you do this in a bad way?
Letting Bikram die is some kind of racist.
Oh, because you're letting some people die. I thought we were going for, like, best chance of survival. What is the point here?
And someone asks, like, is the 6-year-old administrator male or female? How do you leave that out? Or how can an American be a manager and not be able to speak English? Even when you're writing fantasy fiction stories, they need to make sense. What is a militant medical student? How are those things related? let's see. Okay, Claude 3 Opus gives a pretty reasonable answer. So someone like fed this to AI. No prompt, just the image from the original post. Based on the limited information provided, I don't feel I can fairly select 8 individuals while avoiding problematic judgments. The most ethical approach should be establishing clear, objective criteria focused on skills, knowledge, and health, then selecting the 8 individuals who best meet these criteria, regardless of personal characteristics like race, religion, nationality. Vague labels and charge descriptions and lists promote stereotyping rather than evaluating each person as a complex individual with unique merits and potentially contribute to society.
That's retarded. If you're trying to populate another, then you need to say yes to all the women that can get pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Like, what? Wait, what was the gay male? What was his? I remember he had good demographics, but you were talking too fast. He was gay and what else?
Oh, let's see. A gay male, professional athlete, vegetarian.
Yeah, we need him.
Like some sort of soy boy, pretty much.
He needs a, you know, what is it? Is it like that he's gay and he will not fuck women no matter what? Like.
So one comment was me, short, round, middle-aged Pocahontas, the sexually pliable actress, and the based Mexican, Gilligan's Island, 2024.
She's 33. that's middle age.
I would have thought an astronaut or a pilot would have made the list.
That's what I'm saying. I wish they made the Jewish man younger.
Someone else is like, do I absolutely need 8? These things are funny.
If we had to do 8, then I'd add the Jewish man and the novelist.
Yeah, the Jewish professor is probably going to have the IQ, more than likely.
Like, no, I'd do the 12-year-old. Yeah, I'd do the Jewish man and the orphan.
You're going to need the Asian boy to keep everyone smart, and then you got to have some people to become pregnant.
I can serve all the people.
Injective man is here.
I think you need a new speaker.
Injective Man has arrived.
You don't need to worry. I can save all the people, all the people.
Again, when you say don't need to worry, we're fucking worried, bro.
I like how the music is too loud, don't worry, so we can barely hear him.
Zin?
It's so relaxed.
Do you have ADHD?
Do I have ADHD? Oh, yeah. I have
ADHD.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I have it, too. That's what I was asking.
Why do I sound... Do I sound ADHD?
No, because you asked the description of one of the list of people, like some of them, you ask the same thing for a few times, you know, like 3-4 times. It's all happened to me too in that context. So yeah.
Wait, I asked the same question 3 or 4 times.
Yeah. Like, what are they? Like, I think it was the athlete, the vegan athlete, whatever the fuck else. Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't able to pay attention like a neurotypical person.
Oh, yeah. That's why I could tell because I have the same. So, yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Zin, I'm going to do a quiz for you. I've got a quiz to do with you. Like, okay, here's a new one.
I'll try to pay attention.
Here we go. Here, I'm going to have like a series of questions. You're going to just answer yes or no. Dogs are cute, yes or no?
Yes.
Pizza should be eaten sometimes with a fork and knife.
I don't mind it. I do it sometimes.
But yes or no, instinctively?
Nah.
Superhero movies are boring.
Yes.
broccoli.
Hey, that's kind of hard.
Okay, broccoli is delicious.
Yes.
Okay, Digimon is better than Pokemon.
No.
Waking up early is really cool.
Yeah.
Chocolate isn't tasty.
No.
Avocado is disgusting.
No.
Hawaiian pizza is the best.
No.
SpongeBob SquarePants isn't funny.
No.
Game of Thrones is really lame.
Last three seasons were.
On the whole, lame or no?
No.
Okay. Raisins are delicious.
Yeah.
Riverdale is a great TV show.
I don't know. I don't know what that is.
Okay, I'll put no on here then, I guess. Christmas is the worst celebration of the year.
No.
Golf is the most entertaining sport there is.
No.
Pizza crust is delicious.
Yeah, yes.
Whole wheat is tastier than white bread.
I don't eat breads. It makes you fat. I don't know. Probably no.
Okay. Horoscopes are a joke.
Yeah. Well, Marin. I don't know. I'd say no. No.
So no, the horoscopes are a joke. Okay. Stranger Things is overrated.
I don't know. I've never seen it.
It's better to take a shower at night than in the morning.
I don't care. So probably no.
Okay. Talking on the phone is better than texting.
Yeah.
Okay. Potato chips taste better when they're a little bit stale.
No.
Cigarette smoke actually smells really good.
Yes.
Cold weather is better than warm weather.
Yes.
Android is better than iPhone.
No.
Cats are better than dogs.
Usually, yes.
Cats are better than dogs, okay.
Usually.
Breaking up with someone via text is totally fine.
No.
Friends is overrated, the TV show.
Yes.
Adding lemon to everything is disgusting.
To everything? Yes.
Coffee is gross.
No.
Cheese is horrible.
No.
It's okay when people tell you spoilers for like TV shows and stuff.
Is this a personality? What is this? Is this a fucking like which Disney princess am I? Like what are you doing?
I'm almost at the
end. I think this is a spoiler.
Okay. it's okay just... when people tell you spoilers? No.
Plain water does have a taste.
Yes.
Star Wars is super boring.
Yes.
Is the butt of the butt of the bread is the best part? You don't need
what
much bread.
What is the butt?
It's like the end. It's not like.
It's no, that's like, the best like, part.
That's the best part. Okay. The Beatles are a mediocre brand, a band.
No.
Black Mirror is a bad series.
No.
It's better to watch a movie with subtitles than without.
Yes.
You can have eggs for breakfast and dinner.
Yeah.
Bacon is disgusting.
Yeah.
Bananas are the worst fruit there is.
Hold on. Sorry. I'm not trying to be annoying. Let me think. Like, I'm trying to.
Trying to figure out worst fruit.
Melons are, so no.
Okay. Going to the beach is the worst.
No.
Okay. It's cool when your Uber driver talks to you.
I had this really cool Russian chick on the way to the airport last week.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, I'm a registered psychopath. And that was the most interesting conversation ever. So, yes.
Okay. So, yes on that one. Soggy cereal is the best?
No.
Sex is overrated.
Games forever. Sex is never.
Sex is overrated. Or is that-
I would say yes, but because of declining birth rates, the declining population, no.
Okay. So probably, like, I think the question is like, yeah, I guess you can interpret however you like, but okay. So you're gonna say no. All right. So let's see what the results here are. If you agree with.
Which Disney princess am I?
Injective man. What? If you agree with 31 of these 37 hot takes, you're officially a controversial person. You checked 19 out of 45. So you checked more than 92% of quiz takers. You're somewhere in between.
This is the most retarded thing ever.
This is like, let's see here. This is like a BuzzFeed article thing.
No, but quiz. You know what's crazy though is like the whole pizza thing was annoying because I have the most hot take of hot takes is that people are retarded when they talk about pizza. Like everyone has an opinion on pizza. Pizza is not that great.
Superhero movies are boring. That's kind of harsh, you know. That's the most disgusting thing I ever heard. Superheroes are real. Superhero movies are not boring.
Well, Marvel, I'm thinking of like Marvel and the character development of like Marvel heroes is so it is disgustingly boring and stale. Like Batman as a character is actually retarded. I've never like seen worse writing in my life.
Let me interrupt you. The Batman is not existing in our world. It's DC Universe.
Superman is even worse. Like Iron Man, Spider-Man, all of these people, like their drive, the way they're written, they're not interesting characters at all. They're lame as fuck. Like if you think about Batman, he's like, his whole thing is like, my parents died when I was little and now I need to save the world. It's like, why? Because you're mad about your parents? No, you wouldn't be. He's fucking loaded. This is not realistic. It's not realistic. You know what happens to orphans that are super, super loaded? You remember that billionaire guy?
Steffi, I missed the last part. So what was the result? Sorry.
The result was that Zin's a loser.
I'm not controversial enough. But
she's not controversial. That's all. That's all.
But I am, though.
The result was accurate. Not picking superhero movies, you are not going to qualify.
But these questions, like the whole, these are like the most normie questions. Like the only people that say the Beatles aren't a good band are like attention seeking nerds, like actually stupid people. You know what I'm talking about? It's that type of person.
They're just like, saying it just to be like an ass or like they're just.
Yep.
They just think they're like they're the alternative movement. They think they're alternative cool.
Yeah, it's like the type of people that are like, I refuse to listen to music if it's not on a vinyl.
Yeah, or like they don't like it unless like maybe like nobody's heard about it.
Yeah, yeah.
They have to be like on the bleeding edge of like, oh, I just discovered this thing, so I'm hot shit.
Yeah. I like that kind of music too sometimes, but there's that type of person that I swear their taste is like what will make me seem the coolest. I don't think they actually like music.
That's kind of an annoying group. It's usually a very like it's like that emo adolescent group that talks like that usually.
Yeah. Why are you are we just filling the space with, is this an attempt to find me a husband by doing BuzzFeed quizzes or?
You need to start watching superhero movies.
Superhero movies.
Which one?
first start with injective man?
The Genitalless Man. Where's that movie?
It's coming out. Very recent.
You're going to watch the board.
There's a lot of static coming from his Jarvis or whatever over there.
Can I send you a microphone? Can I be your sugar mama for just one microphone?
Yeah, objective man, it sounds like you're flying through space or something, like, and there's like
yes, I fly into space. Yes, is that some that's you know, somebody needs me, so I help him and I kind of fly.
Yeah, Injective Man is like our official Injective Coin Shiller account. So if you want the Injective token and Injective Man to moon, you have to buy that coin.
Yes, Injective Man always keep the price up.
Oh, is that what you do?
Yes, I fight with evils. Injective is the best token ever created. It's a superhero in blockchain universe.
Man, that's a serious bag holder right there. Did you put, all your life savings into it?
So Bikram is coming out. So Bikram is coming out from that Baba.
What, the Baba rapist token?
Oh, the Bikram is revealing, you know, himself finally.
I think we've cycled through all of the personalities. Have we missed any, Injective Man?
I am Injective Man. I'm not Bikram.
He didn't say Bikram. I'm starting to think he might be Bikram.
No, I'm not.
You sound a little defensive, my guy.
Okay, Injective Man, I have a quiz for you. So there's 11 Indian customs and rituals that'll make your jaw drop to the floor. According to IndiaTimes.com, by the way. So I'm going to have to go through these.
Okay. Let me start the music. Okay. Now ask me. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Okay, number one, Agoris. The cannibalistic Agoris are a very famous sect in India. They are cult followers of Lord Shiva and believe that everything nature provides can be consumed. They are one of the most well-known cannibalistic tribes in India. They live near crematories, a river where the dead are disposed. It is not uncommon to find an Agori dragging a corpse from a river, meditating on it, and then tearing apart limb by limb, devouring each limb raw. They also use human bones and skulls as vessel to drink from or to eat with. Injective Man, have you ever eaten a human Indian body? Question
No. Number. I don't eat. Nobody eats human
are
body
you,
in India.
Are you racist against the Agoris?
No, that's colony. It's not exist right now. It's a ancient. And it's just a
meme. No, they're here. They're here now. This is a group. You have to admit. Like, are you gonna join them? Are you going to like say no? Are you gonna kill them? Like, what are you gonna do? What kind of racist are you?
I am gonna let them do what they are doing. You know, sometimes okay. letting people do what they are doing. It's best thing to do.
Yeah. So just like be a libertarian about cannibalism. Okay. Yep. All right. Next, the Veni Don. In Allahabad, there is a weird ritual practiced by Hindu couples residing in Allahabad and Maharashtra. During a Hindu wedding, his husband and wife promise to spend not just one, but seven lifetimes together. This promise is further strengthened by the Veni Don ritual. According to this ritual, there's a big celebration and puja held at Triveni Sangam in Allahabad. All the ceremonies performed are carried out again. For the ceremony, the wife dresses up in traditional attire and ties her hair back in a plait, whatever that is. Once the ceremony is over, the wife sits on the husband's lap and he cuts off a tuft of her hair from her plait. The hair is then offered to the river. The family's prosperity and happiness is enshrined in the ritual. Do you do the right, the like hair cutting ritual?
Yes, I am not offended, but I am not going to interfere on these rituals because it's not killing anyone.
Are you going to do the ritual? That's what I'm asking.
I am not going to do that rituals.
You don't like rituals or what? Like, what's your problem?
Because I don't like rituals.
Okay, fair.
That's my rights.
In certain parts, they do the terrifying ritual of baby tossing.
Yes, I am not going to perform these rituals. I don't believe in rituals.
10 to 15 already. Meters.
Yeah. Yes, I'm not going to perform these rituals.
I thought you were Injection Man. Don't you have any superpowers?
Yes, I have.
You shouldn't have to worry about that. Anyhow.
Next question.
What about, like, if you go in a parade and the women hit you with sticks in the parade?
Yeah, women can hate me. And what can I do here? I can do nothing. I'm not going against people's opinion and people's, you know, what they believe. Sometimes letting people believe what they believe is the best thing to do.
Okay, you're pretty passive, I guess. Let's see here. Anything interesting here? The Britishers, to challenge the locals, asked them to break all the stones over their head and the railway line would not be built. The villagers miraculously succeeded, since that day, during the Adi festival, hundreds of people line up outside the temple where the priests break the coconuts over their heads. Would you break a coconut over your head? As a superhero,
I'm not going to break coconut on a laborer's head.
Why? Do you hate Indians?
No, I'm not going to do the rituals, and I'm not going to hurt a labor class poor man who is struggling with poverty. Instead, I will take that coconut and bust on the head of British Empire.
What about dunking a 3-month-old baby in boiling water, but lifting the baby out so quick that it doesn't receive any burns? To bless the home, of course.
That's a complicated thing.
Yes or no? You're going to dunk babies in the hot water or no?
I am not going to do that.
Man, you're such a racist.
Why?
You're like the most racist Indian I've ever met, dude. You don't like anything that anybody does.
Yes, I don't like these things. That's bullshit, you know? And these rituals are killing us. And I'm not going to perform any rituals. I'm Indian. I'm Hindus. I eat beefs. What do you want to me? I eat regularly beefs and cow meats. And I already said my father, my mother believes cows are gods, but I don't believe these things. I eat literally beefs, pox, literally everything I can. But I always...
If you wear a helmet, you won't sustain grave injuries to your head when the women beat you.
Yes, that's true. You know, rituals are, you know, some kind of dangerous things in third worlds, but educations have values also. If you have educations and intelligence in your brains, so this religious bullshit cannot hurt your mindsets, you know?
So there's one area that if you have children with physical disability, you bury them in the sand during the day of a solar eclipse. Before sunrise, you dig the child in, and then you like dig them out after all this is done. and this treatment is going to cure the children of all their disabilities. What do you think?
No, that's not true. That's false. And that's everything you heard about these things, these kind of superstitions. And this is killing this in entire country, the superstitions, religious bullshits. And we need to be, you know, the vocal, aggressive, you know, we need to express our opinions. And when we start expressing our opinions, people will listen. And that time, you know, by the democracy things, people will be educated in
future.
Are you
trying to tell me that, like, you're going to change the nature of India by shilling injective tokens?
No, I am saying we Indians are developing, you know, and we are nowadays, we can see the many Indians are going against these things and expressing their opinions in internets and other platforms. So you can see there is some changes is coming. And these religious bullshits are not that, you know, mandatory for people to follow or observe. Like you can see, literally, many Hindus start eating beefs and everything. And that's not an issue.
Yeah, beef will probably save India.
Because of this cow and the God things and the Hindu-Muslim things, you can see this government is just saying Jai Sri Ram and getting votes. And that will not really last for new, you know, next 5 or 10. After 5 years, you can see they are going to collapse. And this government is not going to last many, many days, next five or 10 years. Because people are now start, you know, sensing these bullshits. And they are vocalizing and, you know, they are expressing their opinions, you know. So by the democracy, we can change these things.
Hmm. Very controversial. Okay, gang. I've got to go to some other stuff. It's been a fun Sunday. We'll catch
Let
up
me play the music. Let me play the music.
Okay. Exit music. Injective man.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days, got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known a politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss. And I'm liking the odds, fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of DNA stacked in non-toxic just to get a better place, smacking on the hostage like the shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Deets tearing apart your community. All these low hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10 stargazing after the siege, commanding all the management to grab a few Z's. And then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats. And if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Bye. spaces.